Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Baby, I need you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And that guy, that dude, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight, Mr. Chocolate Melanin himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J-Rob, the wise son. What's good, bro?
Man, listen. How you expect me to say anything when you giving out introductions like that? Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, there is a reason that they stopped making pens out of quill and the thrill of that ride starts in Baltimore, Maryland, at a happy home of people who have given birth to someone so exquisite that pens apologize to him for being empty. That dictionaries apologize for not having enough words. And metaphors apologize in advance for not being able to rhyme on time. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you and introduce to others that man, that poet, one of the best to ever do it in my circle of friends. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Van Meadows. What's happening, young man?
Oh, man. Y'all hear this? Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. But y'all hear this? He make it seem like I'm ready to get an award or something. I'm ready to get a...
I ain't do nothing.
Y'all hear this, right? Y'all hear this? Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the Get Down. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here to get down with us.
Tonight's
show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
That part.
You got yours?
I got mine.
And while we at it, let's not only give a shout-out to the CEO of Raw Links, but he happens to also be the CEO of this fine network, Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Make sure y'all hit that brother up. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some of these jewels and gems called Raw Links to adorn your wrists, your neck. Hey, man, so you can be stylish and have those healing properties going on at the same time. And some other things. You know what I'm saying?
And you'll be sexy. Like we are.
Woo. Sexy.
Man, you know I'm hype. I got a sore back. Because, you know.
Yeah.
I got a sore back. But.
Okay.
I put something on my back to loosen it up a little bit. Sitting here chilling in the cut. We haven't had to get down for a minute because we're both going through a little bit of things. And special prayers to everybody who has somebody that is going through anything.
Indeed.
And if I may say early in advance before we start this show, if there's anybody out there going through something and it ain't poetry related, just say hi. Press 1.
Absolutely.
Van and myself are listening.
Hey, man.
And just want to make sure that you know that we're here for you.
Definitely. Let's pause. Let's take a moment of silence for the two poetess queens that we lost in the community. Trisha Stanberry, Tissa Taraji. She was one of Epiphany's, y'all. And pretty pause. So let's just take a moment and let's just have a moment of silence. May they rest in peace.
Thank you. Ashe.
Now, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wise son, I'm equally excited about tonight, man. But my brother, would you mind letting the people know what tonight will entail?
Ladies and gentlemen, and poets abound, come on down through and let us get introduced to your type of sound. This tonight is rhythm and poetry. Why rhythm and poetry? Because every single one of you who spit poetry have some sort of rhythm that you spit to. When you recite, some people will call it a cadence. Some people will call it style. Van and I call it rhythm. And when you mix rhythm with poetry, my God, it can turn into something absolutely magnificent beyond measure. So tonight,
yes,
let's explore how dope that rhythm and poetry can possibly be. Man, you ever notice? You could spit a song a cappella, and because you spitting it a cappella, your fingers start to snap. You got that cadence.
Yeah. Got that cadence. Kind of like that. What's that Michael Jackson cut, man, where he out and he walking and he...
The way you make me feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Man. Is that not some sexy stuff in the beginning of that? He just...
Bruh. When I was an MC, before I went on a show or whatnot, I had to psych myself up. And...
Right.
And this was a short thing that I would do, and it would just, in order to get my timing down, and I would be like, I can rock a rhyme solo or with a duo. It doesn't have to be dope, but you know that. This type of skill is very rarely displayed, and you would go into that just to close your eyes and get tight so that by the time you hit the stage, you got energy, you giving it to them, and you and you feeling them, but you got to psych yourself into it. Because you got that rhythm.
Yes, sir.
No?
Yes, sir.
There's more that's into this poetry thing than saying I'm great. You got to, when people know, when you believe your work, they believe your work too.
Indeed.
But when you're unsure, they're like, why'd you go on stage? But when you believe it and you spit it like you believe it, they're like, who's that? What man name is?
Right.
And it becomes magical. Absolutely magical.
That's what's
What's
up,
your
man.
Take?
Hey, man. Well, I'm not a former MC, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even know I had a rhythm or a cadence. I just enjoyed singing with my group mates back in the day, high school, college. And it was a certain rhythm that we had together where we would harmonize, you know, a cappella. You know, I would get the occasional, yo, Van, you going to save a part for the rest of us? My bad. You know.
Van's out there being Eddie K. Jr.
Right. But it's definitely, you definitely can hear, and that's what I love about the poetry community that we have, the Epiphany family. You can hear the cadence of everyone that calls and comes through, man, and it's just so beautiful to hear different cadences and different rhythms in the way that they speak their poetry and their lines. Oh, man, you talk about something.
Oh, no question, yes.
Something special.
Yeah. Especially when they catch it, and they catch it right at a particular time, and certain lines stand out because of how that rhythm hits you.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
What's
Rakim spoke about that years ago when he said, let the rhythm hit him.
Yep. I was thinking about that song when you said it, boy. In my head, I'm the arsenal. Brothers Rock, man. That at first, I gotta be honest. Can I be honest?
Please do.
Though? When that song first came out, I did not like it. I did not like it. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why I didn't like it. I didn't like it because I was used to Rakim coming a different way. And this particular song, he like changed up who he was. And I was like, man, that's not Rakim. No, I don't want to hear that. But the more and more I listened to it, and the more and more those hard-hitting beats in that song grab my soul, I said, oh, man, this song is something serious. So at first I didn't like it, man, but it grew on me over time. And, man, that's a cut. Doom, doom, doom. That thing just started. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah.
And he just dropped it. Let the rhythm hit him.
Yeah. Let the rhythm hit him. Yeah. And to me, man, that song actually kind of is about kind of what we're talking about tonight, rhythm and poetry. Because, you know, there's a debate that rap isn't poetry and rap is poetry, but it's poetry set to music, in my opinion. Some agree, some don't agree, but hey, let the rhythm hit them.
That part.
Oh, man, so how are we going to start this off tonight, bro? How are we going to start this off tonight?
I know. It's been so long since we've been on the air because so much has happened. Listen, you know me, man. Allow me to ask you, would you please go first?
Hey, it would be my pleasure, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Van Meadows, get on down.
Thank you, brother. This piece is called Come On Down. Allow me to penetrate your eardrums with some words of truth filled with affirmations of verbal rum. Hold fast the confession of your tongue, because someday your lyrics may not sound fun, but rather unequally yoked with minimal creativity as you water down your top shelf speech for exclusivity. Da 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 da. Welcome to the Terror Dome. That's what Public Enemy said that branded them Public Enemy for what they said. What label has been placed on you for what you haven't spoken? For fear of retaliation of a black planet that is no longer joking, with the possibility of you expressing any more hate. Now, my melanin people, who can relate? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to the Terror Drone. Are you not entertained by the works of my black brothers and sisters? Not tired of robbing and stealing our natural talent for your visions, Mr. Sinister? Or better yet, should I keep calling you colonizers for discovering what was already there as you're uncovering the simplicity of exactly the words I just said before these actually mean? All you see is money green, wrapped in blood money, dripping in the streets that ain't funny. We bleed, we bleed, we bleed. Your greed, your greed, your greed. Da da da, da da da. Welcome to the Terror Drone. Come on down.
Bruh, I'm in love with this piece. I'm in love with this piece on so many levels because you know my wheelhouse.
Yes,
but
I do.
When I read what you was doing, there's an old hip hop song called From Three to Hard Way, and the chorus was Rock'em Sock'em Kung Fu Fight, Rock'em Sock'em Kung Fu Fight, da 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 da. But the beginning of that song, it goes ba da ba da ba 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 da da, and you get the trumpets. So I'm listening to you do this, and it sounded exactly what it sounded in my head. And I'm like, oh, he's doing it. Da-da, 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 da-da. Welcome to the Terror Zone. Da-da, 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 da-da. Oh, my God, I got goosebumps. Oh! Oh!
Appreciate you, bro.
Ooh!
Actually,
are you not entertained?
I had to borrow... That little part there, I had to switch it up a little bit because I don't know how many hip hop heads we actually have here, but Fear of a Black Planet, Public Enemy's album, has a song in there called "Welcome to the Terror Dome," And part of the beat to that, before they say "Welcome to the Terror Dome," is that. So yeah. Hey man, I enjoyed that, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it, man. But hey, you know, we can talk about it. I am not the only poet here tonight. As a matter of fact, there's a gentleman here who we've been waiting to come through tonight. We've been waiting for weeks to hear a J. Rob the Wise Son piece. I don't know about you, but we've been waiting for weeks. So my brother,
would you
please get on down?
My pleasure, sir. How is it that 13% of the population has the reverse benefits of the 13th Amendment approved by an overseer for the original 13 colonies, and these falsified the United States presumed unified? I mean, how can the most powerful country on earth be the biggest contradiction of affliction, a void of affection in every direction, preaching post-mortem privileged positivity possibilities yet on a planet? So I guess the joke's on us, huh? Because we keep falling for the pretty lies and corner alibis while we're stuck in the middle of a democratic GOP private industry takeover. You know the kind. The kind where the game plan is to fuck you with your spirit, fuck your intellect, putting a death sentence or a knee-jerk reaction just by putting a knee on your neck just to break your mind while they gentrify your genius while unprotected, figuratively fucking us all over. But then you call our plight a consensual losing fist fight with unloaded weapons that can't burst grapes and fruit fights. Except that we're the ones that are fighting for this dirtier than crude oil without processing plants that will turn this into a combustible profit. Man, please, America needs a douche because I'm tired. Tired of my meddling, swimming in the swampland imaginations of charlatans pretending to love us. Well, we have already have that problem from people pretending to be the oppressor's problem solver when all this time the problem began with both of them. Baridu, baridu. Stop playing games with people with broken promises of positivity. Start telling people exactly what the truth means when you have no means to actually see them see their dreams. I mean, can you please tell me what it means not to be able to be who you said you wanted me to be when I was born? Can you please tell me what it is when a dream is deferred? Can you imagine what it's like to be that kid promising to be in a state of mind along these false snakes called the United States and then say to him, your dreams will never happen? So what's happening? Ba-dee-doo, ba-ba-ba, ba-dee-doo, ba-dee-doo, telling me dreams. Stop wishing me broken promises. Stop telling me that I don't have anything to give you except more rhythm. Stop gentrifying my genius. Stop telling me that I am all there is and all there will ever be, because to you, all I am is just a prophet. I'm a dollar sign. I'm a digit with no end. I'm the next 35 years of your life that you will never see coming, because I'm what's next. And what's next, you don't want to meet. And peace.
Yo, did y'all hear this piece? Did y'all really hear this piece? The opening of the piece got me hyped. How is it that 13% of the population has the reverse benefits of the 13th Amendment approved by overseer for the original 13 colonies in these false-filled states presumed united? Oh, my God. Bro, this is a phenomenal, ink, my brother. Phenomenal ink. Oh, man, you laid it out there, bro. And you can see why the poetry gods are smiling down upon you right now, Senor J. Rob the Wise Son, because you write like this.
Ah, man, I'm really humbled, man. And I hope you don't mind, man, the last part of that piece, I completely freestyled that because the rhythm hit me. And then that's where the snapping of the fingers came from to
get that rhythm. You nestled down in your sweet spot, and you was feeling it, and you just said, you know what, I got to keep on. I got to do what I was called here to do. I got to let this rhythm and poetry free. I got to let it come out. I got to let it radiate the airways. I got to let someone else catch it and feel it. That's what's up, bro. I love it, man. Good job, Wise Son.
It's good to be back on the get down. I'm telling you that.
Great to be back on the get down. Great to be back. Hey, man, but you know how we do. We can go at this, just you and I, without any problems. But the get down has been away 2 weeks, and we got people who are anxiously waiting to get on this mic tonight. Before we do that,
I say let's go get them.
We're going to get them. But before we do that, we have 3 more get downs left in this year. Oh, three counting tonight. Right? So 2 more shows after this one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all ready, because we got a show for the last Thursday in true tradition. It is the Get Down Poetry Award. The Get Down Poetry Awards. So, we'll tell you more in detail about that in next week's show. But we just want y'all to know, get ready, because it is coming. Now, let's go ahead and let's get these callers in here. You ready, Wise Son? Are you ready?
Am I ever? And before we get there, man, let me say something to you and to the listeners. I want to thank every single one of you who have been following the Black Boudoir Poetry Series.
Whew.
10 pieces of different poetry, taking y'all back to a time when we was listening to slow jams, like what Van started this show out with this evening, in a place where y'all can listen to slow jams and go back to the time when you had the blue lights and you turned off the lights, and the last record at any party was always a slow jam, and guys were scrambling to find a girl to dance with. I want to bring it back and bring back slow jams and play another slow jam and party like we used to. And remember when life was so simple. But thank you, Vings, and thank you to the listeners for following. I hope you're not disappointed and enjoy what you're listening to. And like Van said, we have 2 more get downs. Well, y'all got 4 more pieces. And all I'm saying, like Van used to tell us back in the day, y'all need to get a seatbelt. This is going to be worth the ride.
Yes, yes. All right, y'all heard
enough
it.
Enough of me.
Y'all heard
enough
it.
Of that. Van Meadows, let's start the show right.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Wise Son, first on the mic tonight. First. first is one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. We give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing
hey,
Danielle.
Yo, I am such a fan of you two. Oh my God, your poetry is amazing. And yes, you still make me nervous as hell, but I'll put forth an effort.
That's why I asked to go on after Van. I'd be nervous as hell.
Come on. You just can't be serious.
Come on. It's so good to be back.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You're crazy as hell. Oh, man. I love it. Yo.
What my man say on Martin? What do you say? Did you miss me?
Hey! Did you miss me?
Did you miss me?
Yes, we missed you.
Glad to be back.
I missed Lance too.
I missed all of you. But
man, it's been like a lifetime since the get down been up.
Mr. Meadows.
But since we are all in the missing mood, let's go ahead and usher Danielle La Perla Negra to the spotlight. Why, son, would you do the honors, please?
It would be my esteemed pleasure. La Perla Negra.
Ooh, yeah.
Sashay your sexy ass over here, girl. Listen, it's just me and you talking. Don't let Van bother you. Tonight on the Get Down, we're doing rhythm and poetry, baby. Don't look at Van. Pay attention. Listen, we're doing rhythm and poetry. I'm going to step away from the mic. I'm going to watch you walk to the microphone nice and slow, the way you like to walk, girl. And I would love. I ain't speaking for Van. I'm speaking for John. It's just me and you. I would love to hear you get on down.
All right, thank you. All right. This is called I Am Blessed. This is actually a revised piece. They say, how do you live such a peaceful life after being broken, wronged, and used? I tell them, because I no longer pet snakes and play with demons. But my peace comes from the gift and the flavor of my poetry. See, the old me and the authenticity in me have become strangers. Because, see, I am a black butterfly and allow my wings to expand majestically and soar high. Never again seeking or wondering about seeing acceptance in those eyes. No longer seeing limitations. I am blessed with a crown of tangled tresses, beautifully woven and grown with love and time well spent. I love my dreadlocks. It's my style and my vibe, and I'm growing it for life. I am humble. Not because I don't have much material gain, but because I have lived and found me through the life within the pain. And it don't hurt now. Not now. I am grateful for my soul's journey because it led me to my soul tribe, a family I got to choose, a family that showed me when I speak with love, unapologetically intentional and deliberate, and to not allow my voice to be silenced by anything ever again, because I am ready for love, and I am worthy. A family that showed me my gift of light from the Creator was located right inside of me all along, and that I'm a healer because I shine that light on them. So there's no pain that dwells within these gentle walls of my circle. Just love, peace, kindness, laughter, and joy. Because we are family. Never again will I dim my light, and it will continue to shine bright. And they know who we be. So, ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I am blessed. And that's that piece.
I like this. Ooh. I like this. Van, before you say one word, LaPearl, could you please do me and Van a favor?
Yes.
That chorus that you just sang, can you do that again a little slower and snap your fingers? Van, I want you to hear something. Can you do that just a little slower?
What, this last one I just did?
The chorus that you was just singing.
Okay. So ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
See that, Van?
Yeah,
hear that rhythm, Van? You hear that rhythm,
yeah,
Van?
Yeah, man.
I picked up on that when she was spitting this. I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's that rhythm.
Rhythm and poetry, y'all. Rhythm and poetry.
LaPearl and Lega, I don't know if you heard what we heard, but that's why I wanted you to do that again with that finger snap, because I'm listening to your cadence and it's riding a wave and it's real smooth and I'm like, oh man, that rhythm is just. And then when you did the chorus, I was like, oh, listen to this motherfucker here, listen to her vein. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I was like, forget dinner and a movie, man. I got poetry and song and rhythm. Forget dinner and a movie. Shoot. What y'all talking about?
I was like, listen to this one here. With these pipes lying up on my seat, can't sing. She's like, hey, man, I still got the top.
Right.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, ain't nobody sang like La Perla Negra.
That's what's up.
Oh, thank you.
And may I say, what a phenomenal show y'all had last night. Y'all was being erotically nasty. I'm just so glad I just came through to just listen. Because, man, y'all were doing the thing now. Jay, they were doing it, bro.
No, I was at work. I was at work listening. I was that last caller that they were talking about.
They was doing it, bro.
You came through to just listen.
I was at work. We were being I was at work. I can't really talk about it, but we was at work. But I was listening, and I didn't have no space because, you know, I work in a shelter, so you got too many things going on, and I can't really participate when I'm inside the building.
Okay.
But I did listen. I listened on the internet, and then I went to the phones.
Okay. I try to give you some leeway to get in there, and, you know, I kind of figured you were still, like, in the midst of being busy doing what you do. So, but I had to go ahead. No more callers. And as far as your partner over there sitting next to you, I'm telling
this
him,
guy?
Just like I told you
this
last
guy?
Night. Yeah, this guy. Yeah, this guy.
Oh,
you know how
go on.
Yeah. Then you sit on a throne of lies. Came through to just listen? Really? Really? See, Kalinda ain't here
work?
Tonight.
Oh, you know
this
what?
Ain't her
you
normal
know what?
Night for
you
working,
know what?
But
you know what?
She
you're
would
right.
definitely, you're definitely, she would definitely validate the fact that you sit on a throne of lies. Coming through to just listen? You came through twice. I had to open your mic twice. Mm-hmm.
I did. I can't listen. Mm-hmm. You know what, Jay? You know what? She's right. I did more than just come through to listen. I came through to see my favorite bartender. And she was...
That piece
she was,
you brought. Oh,
she was looking God. Ravishing. I don't recall a piece. So can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany universe? Ma'am.
You know what? You're right. It wasn't a piece. That was the doorway that opened up the waterfall. That's what that was.
Oh,
but yes,
I like
every Wednesday night.
I like that. The doorway that opened the waterfall. Let me write that down. Yes.
Every Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Anonymity. And that is from a Royal Penn's perspective. I don't know how these Saturdays going, but we got some new blood up in here, some older new blood up in here that seems to, I kind of like the monopoly that they got on the Saturday nights, but depending on how it goes, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth grooves from my playlist. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it. Everywhere that you can find this dreaded, locked, thick, voluptuous piece of chocolate called La Pearl La Negra. Oh, I almost forgot we was live on air. Oh, hey, get on over to the Get Dance Floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'll take that right on over there with me, too. Yeah, I like that.
Bartender!
Wow.
Oh, man. Man, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. We're back, and we're live and in full color. J-Rob, are you ready for this next artist to grace the mic for us tonight, man?
Bring him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere, from Los Angeles. What's good, bro?
Man, well, what's happening? I'm glad to have you guys back. I am blessed to be here. And La Pearl, that was fabulous. That was fabulous.
Absolutely, my brother. Glad to hear you. Glad to have you here. Glad to be back to be able to usher you into some rhythm and poetry. Man, how you been, bro?
I've been well, man. Just, you know, figuring out, you know, some things in life and how to flip my my book credit into a movie credit so I can, you know, negotiate a better deal. I just learned something today, so I'm just sitting here just listening to the show and putting everything together.
My man.
Nice.
And it shall come to pass, brother, because, you know,
I believe
our daddy is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and I know you, my brother, so just already accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's sad that people hold things back from us that they should just tell us, and then we find out, they say, why was you never told? And I understand the game. It's just frustrating that we won't share things that we,
right,
you know, to help somebody else. So I know it's through time. Like my father told me, things were here before I was born, something I will never understand. But to help one another, I don't get it. Everybody's out for themselves and being selfish, especially in that arena that I'm dwelling in. So I'm just trying, you know, like you said, keep my father first and clear out a few things so I can go about his glory.
My man.
I like how you put that together.
I do too, man. I do too. But we want you to get in on this rhythm and poetry, bro. So me and,
all right, brother. I may have no rhythm, but I got this poetry.
But we're going. Hey, man, bring what you got, man. We're gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, my brother.
If it's not me killing me, then the next war is coming for all the ages of annihilation within systematic decentralization zone. Melted breastfeeding B666. Probably not too much for I'm far off when everyone gets free aid off our ancestors' back. Educational games and games, mustard bastards and new whores from lyrics that contain and to promote agendas off a black Holocaust, point a gun from a black on black hand to separation of all role black males from the homes of all single black women with boys in the hood. Rhythm of mass appeal trying to get a rep. Guru, rest in peace. What's my crime? Did it now with my hands up or down. If unity was a hello, even when I speak facts about the fracking around a basic basin we call pro-life, then that's mercy, mercy me. What's going on? If it's not you, then it's a reset on who's next in line to call a black stallion and new boys to girls whose benchmark is that to stay alive in this purge of all alpha males through and all other chats within a social anarchy to kill my life around lady sings and blues. If it's not me, then who it is? That's that piece. Sincere from Los Angeles.
What
did you do?
Hey, bro.
What did you do?
Hey, man, nothing, bro. Nothing. Go ahead, man. You go first, man. You give my brother flowers first, bro.
Dig this, big bro. I love your style of poetry. And I love the energy and the sincerity in your heart when you're delivering it. This is absolute beautiful poetry. Salute to you, my brother.
My brother, I appreciate you. I'm humbled. And I appreciate you bringing that classic poetry back. We need that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And you know, I had to do something because there were people out there who said my poetry is too long to read. And I was like, it's not too long. Your attention span is just too short. So let me give y'all something to talk about, and that's how the Boudoir series came about.
Man, that's right on time. And as soon as I get out of Facebook jail, like I told you, I want to reach out and add some go-go swing to that from the West Coast.
Please. Yes, please, and thank you.
Oh, no doubt. We're going to make it happen.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking absolutely
yes,
forward
sir.
To it. Love you, big bro.
Yes, sir. I love you too, my brother.
Van Meadows.
Man, bro, this piece, man, I agree with my brother, man. Your style is so different, and it draws us in. And we could just tell the sincerity and the depth of your pieces when you do them. And the clothes, man, the clothes had me wanting to be like Billy D, boy. Had me wanting to be like Billy D.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Lady Sings the Blues and that the epic scene. you know. Man, don't get me started, man. But you bring a certain air of nostalgia in your pieces, man. And you got me, like I said, man, you got me wanting to be like Coke 45.
Man, can you dig it?
Get out. You get out the office. You get out the office.
The blue label Coke 45. Let that one.
The blue label. You get out the office.
The blue label.
The Midwest had the red label. It depends on where you go. There's the green level. The new kids.
Pass the blue ribbon. I'm like, get out of here, man. You get out the office right now.
Oh, appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you, too, man. Hey, man, we're going to get you over to get down dance floor. The Perla Negra's over there basking in her glow. You know, I see them hips swaying. So get on over there and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Man, one love, one night. Peace and grace to you, gentlemen.
One love, one night, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, is our go-go brother from Los Angeles, Sincere, Grayson and Mike. Hey, wise son, man, you will never believe who we got next. You'll never believe it.
Go on.
We don't have a knight. We don't have a pawn. We don't have a bishop. But what we do have is a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence is in the building. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, man, you know, feeling good like I should.
Come on now.
Man.
Come on now.
Hey, man, y'all doing
it's good
this,
to hear you, sir.
Huh?
I said, it's good to hear you, sir.
Absolutely.
Indeed, man. Same here. Matter of fact, you had me reaching in the stash, you understand?
I'm liking that.
Wait a minute. The OJ said, first I want to kiss you in your coldest spot.
Mm.
Remember that?
Come on.
Okay, wait. Stevie Wonder said, think how exciting it would be when you discover you feel like me. Hold up. Michael Frank said, I love the way you shiver my timbers. I need you here to keep myself limber.
Listen to that.
Come on. One more. The Isley Brothers. Make me say it again, girl.
Yes.
That part. Make me say it again.
Make me say it again. Ooh. Oh, man.
See?
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
See, that
bro.
Was
I'm
when
waiting.
It was potent.
I'm waiting. Yes, Lord. Oh, man. Hey, man, it's a lot of those guys, man. They come up with these lines and these songs, man. Whole lot of them. Man.
Listen, when you're in a pocket like that, it can only be magical. That's why with the cats at Motown, the hit makers, that's why they were who they were.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Oh, man. Wise son. Can you usher this maestro with his smooth lyrics? What Big Daddy Kane
can
say?
I ever?
What Big Daddy Kane say with these smooth lyrics? It's 88. Time to set them straight. Ain't no half stepping.
See,
sir, if you wouldn't mind, my good brother. Tonight on the Get Down, it's all about rhythm and poetry. And I know who I'm talking to because you personify rhythm when you do your poetry. So if you don't mind, my big brother, please take control of the mic and get on down.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I saw something today that forced me to go in the vault. And so here we go. To attest the accessory. What is it? I mean, what is it about the butt that makes us stop and stare? Is it because those twin cheeks move to a rhythm of their own beat, like calypso or rumba, tight and neat? That dairy air that gives one pause and silence a room till it was time to applaud. Yes, applaud at how you could pour on a pair of jeans. Yes, applaud for the acrobats you had to perform just to get those jeans on. Those high pockets controlling our eye sockets like watching Nervous Jello or surround sound with things going everywhere. That ass said so nonchalantly but very purposefully displayed for eye candy, like we really understand the anatomy. This attribute has become more than an avocation, being shown audaciously with attitude, strictly for attention, inciting cries from the hounds while asking yourself, why do I act like that? And the hounds say, why must I feel like that? Now that you've been totally distracted and your eyes are fat, or were you just looking for that cat? Those buds come in all shapes and sizes, and some with surprises. So overstand this intrusion, because most times it's just an illusion. The real kale, what makes you walk the way that you do, Sir Lawrence?
Come on, man.
Ooh.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Yo, he can't hear me. But, yo, sir, the whole time you doing that, bro, the whole time I'm hitting it like Amiri Baraka. While you spitting in the back, I'm going, ba-dee-doo. Man! Oh, my God, I got goosebumps on that. Woo!
Yeah. Right on. Right
I
on.
Love it. I love it. Love this piece. Man, what say you, sir?
Hey, woo-hoo, man, I was sitting here grooving, bro. This was fire right here, Sir Lawrence. I mean, you know, it was one of those lines, man. I felt like I was listening to some, you know, why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog.
Yes,
I was still here snapping now, in my head. Hey, man, you
dig it.
You
this
smooth
the power
cat, bro.
Of poetry.
Yeah, I gave him a plug. I did. I gave him a plug.
You did, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. For sure.
But this is the power of poetry. And when you're hearing something that touches you like that, you got my brother Van catching the whole funkadelic, and I'm catching a Dizzy Gillespie side. So I'm hearing them horns, and Van is like hearing the funk.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, what you got was poetry with rhythm. Sir Lawrence,
come on.
Salute, bro. Salute, bro. Salute.
Right on.
Man.
Whew. That
bro,
we're gonna
get
love.
You. Yeah, man. Mm. It's good to be back. It's good to hear y'all on these mics tonight, man. I can't even lie, man. I can't even front.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dig it, man.
All right, bro. We're going to get you an over to the Get Out Dance Floor, man, so that you can rock out over there with everybody. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sir Lawrence, on his way. Whew, man.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Sandra, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dialing number 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. And if you haven't already pressed 1, go ahead and do so and get on down with us. Wise son, are we ready to keep this party going?
If you wouldn't mind, kind sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. Next up on the mic, y'all, is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to the Get Down. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing
great. Today is a great day.
You guys are having a blast.
How are you? It's been a minute since we've been on the air.
Yeah, it's good to hear you both.
It has. Good to hear you,
too. It's great to hear you, too.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for giving the chocolate, the Black Boudoir poetry some eyes. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, if anybody has not read the Black Boudoir series, you absolutely need to read it because it is some of the most beautiful poetry and beautiful words that I've ever heard. And each one has melted me beyond melting. And it's beautiful, beautiful words, beautiful thoughts.
Yes.
There's nothing crass about it. It's just pure loveliness. And I can't even tell you how beautiful it is.
You just did, baby. Thank you. Thank you. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for writing it. It's just certainly, it just leaves you in a place where you believe. If you don't believe in love, that you must believe it after reading some of these things. It's just fantastic.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
So, Van,
well,
it's your turn.
Right. Well, I just ushered Sir Lawrence. It's your turn.
Oh, my bad. I'm looking at the list. I had Sir Lawrence on my side of the list. My apologies. I'm so sorry.
See,
Lady
see, he wants all the credit. He wants all the credit. Just all of it. See?
That is so my bad. I am so sorry. My bad. I'm looking at the list and absolutely, sir. My bad, brother. My bad. I'm
no,
still
no
caught up with the words that you dropped on us.
No worries.
Please grab me by the hand. Let me lead you to this microphone. And listen, listen. Tonight is rhythm and poetry. You already got the poetry. Don't let nobody tell you you don't have any rhythm with that. So if you would not mind, please do us a favor and get on down.
All right. I always have a hard time picking a poem to suit the topics. But, and, you know, sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long. But I'm going to read one. Guess what it's about, Van?
What's that? Water.
Could it be the sea?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is called Sweet Addiction. The sea. The sea, the beautiful sea, is part of my being, the very soul of me. Feet grounded in the sand connects all energy, refreshes, rejuvenates, restores, re-inspires me. Sun's rays ripple through the depths, lights the leagues of long sunken wrecks, drawn to the waves as sister moon controls ebb and flow. Floating on the swells, I am goddess, Namu and Jacques Cousteau. Enveloped in my domain, the breath of life becomes unfurled. Aquatic dancers hypnotically sway in a watery world. Graceful does my seaweed dress sail in the hydrosphere amid all creatures of the sea without the slightest fear. Alas, I must come up for air. My prune-like skin needs repair. Oceans, seas, everywhere plea, we strengthen our affair. And peace.
Mm.
This, Van, I got one word to describe this piece, Van.
Mm. Go ahead, bro.
Gentle.
Yeah.
Absolutely gentle.
Yeah. Yeah. There was something about the sea and the affair that took me someplace. It just took me someplace, like, very loving. The sea and the gentle affair, using the word gentle from J-Rab. This was beautiful. Your rhythm with this piece was very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Very soft. It almost like I'm putting on a cashmere sweater. Soft. Very nice. Very nice. Why, son?
I thought this piece was very gentle because it was your cadence was very soft spoken. Made the listener want to hear your perspective and where you're coming from. And of course, you know, I'm always listening to music when I'm listening to the poets. And when I'm hearing this, I'm hearing soft violins. Van, remember those violins they played with Casey and JoJo All My Life?
Oh, yes.
How the song starts? When she started her piece, that's what I'm listening to.
Nice.
That's what
very
I'm listening
nice.
To.
Mm. I'm going to post a picture that I put with that particular poem, and I hope you can feel it when I post it, because I think it speaks to what the ocean means to me. I can't fully and adequately, really and truly explain how I feel about the water. There's just something that pulls me in, something that keeps me there. And when it's this time of year, I long for it. I can't wait until the good weather gets here and I can play in the water again. It's there's something gorgeous about it. There's something.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so peaceful.
Totally agree.
Okay, I'm going to put that picture up in the thing now. And
yes, please.
There.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. And thank you, beloved.
Thank you
absolutely.
Very much. You guys are great.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Now,
let me know what you think of that picture. Look, it's in the room there now.
Okay.
Not a problem. I'll definitely get it to you.
We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can use the rest of the rhythm to make that dance floor do what it do.
Well, excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Lady A. Whew, man. What a piece. Let's keep this party going, Jay.
I like that. Come on now.
Next up on the mic, area code 703. Who do we have on the mic? Welcome to the Get Down.
Hello. 703.
Are you muted?
We may have to come back to them, bro.
Yeah, we'll just come back. We're going to keep it going. We're going to move to our good brother, Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon is in the building. What's good with you, bro? Divine Demon, are you muted, sir?
I was. What's going on, Wolf Hours?
What's up, Wolf, man?
Hour. Wolf Hours? Hours?
I'm sorry, I was in a whole different zone.
It's all good, brother.
I just told you about my face.
It's all good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm ready to get down.
Oh, man, we're ready to get down. You hear this, Jay? He's ready.
All right.
He's
ready. Whoa, he's like, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Move it on over, player. Move it over, player.
Now, let's not be cruel. Y'all know I'm not rude.
He's like, excuse me, player. You are in my way. Hello.
Let's give the superstar, the one, the only, Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted, Wolf Hour's own. Let's give him the mic and let him get on down, because I can't wait to hear this. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
That's what I'm talking about.
Brother.
Get out the way, man.
I'm out. Go ahead and get on down, bro.
Let me see if I can let the rhythm hit him. Empty feelings. Empty feelings with no direction, no affection, no connection. As I attempt to release the tension, I can care less for the attention. I shan't judge the honorable mention. It's a meaty topic, but there's no meaty ground. Although there's a meeting in the middle of the meeting, my thoughts are naked but not quite sacred. Off-kilter, jagged, and slightly jaded. I succeeded, but I never made it. To the pinnacle of a perpendicular purpose, I glance in the mirror and get nervous. At times I'm summoned without a service. At times stand still, my hunger is not fulfilled. I wallow in the shallow water that is distilled. So I salivate in effort of swallowing this pill. I struggle to wash it down. I gag on visions that were once profound. I'm a novice, but I was never lost where the pros found. I get confused when I use proper pronouns. I was a majestical man, but no one views my shows now. What was the precedence of the proceedings? I slipped on the side of uncertainty, but I'm not seething. My scabs are too drab for salve, so there's no healing. Backstanders and bystanders may steal this. Thus I can't eliminate as the reasons resonate my empty feelings. In peace, Chris the Gifted.
I'm not here for the next 10 seconds, man. Because this dude's skill set is different.
Right.
Finish what you're saying. I'm on timeout for 10 seconds because I got to take that in.
Hey, hey, man, listen. I loved your rhythm. Because you spit this differently than your usual spit. And I love the change up. I love the dexterity of the piece. And my brother, you are definitely, you know, when this particular guy came onto the wrestling scene and he had a couple of matches, they immediately labeled him a phenom. And brother, you're right there with him. You're a phenom, bro.
Please, I appreciate that, man.
Why, son?
Nah, seriously, bro. I can give a whole lot of accolades, man, but when I listen to you at times, I'm like, does his pen really understand what's about to happen? Because, bro, you go into a different type of zone when you start spitting, and if my memory has served me correctly, I've listened to 6 different cadences from you, and I think that is outstanding, just absolutely outstanding. I love your work, man. This right here, I'm digging this right here a lot.
Wow. I appreciate that, man. I'm blown away from the accolades, sir. Rob, coming from you, man, that's a step below God, man. Real talk. I can't even fathom what you just said because it's almost like it's too much for me to really take in.
That's God's honest truth, man. I'm a fan of the art, and I'm just a fan of spoken word, period. But when I hear a cat dive into it the way you do in different angles, I sit back and I just go, damn.
And I know me and Van say this a lot, but there's times we hear poets, and we're fans of each other, and we hear poets,
right.
And I'm like, damn, I wish I wrote that.
Absolutely.
You know, I know actors go through it. You see a dope movie, they're like, damn, I wish I was in that movie. But
right.
as a spoken word poet, there's times I hear y'all, and I'm like, yo, I wish I wrote that. And, again, this is one of them times, bro. If a pen had a personality, your pen would be like, you can't be serious.
That part.
Wait,
that part.
Again?
I said if your pen had a personality, your pen would be like, nah, this shit ain't fair. I shouldn't be spitting like this.
Right.
Mm-mm. You's a bad boy for real.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just gonna say like, as Van said, his favorite Canadian. I looked at like five different poems before I pick one. I'm like, which one do I pick? Because to me, they're all pretty good. But I'm like, which one do I think is really, really gonna come across well? So I picked that one. And as I was reading it and practicing and playing with it, I'm like, this is it. But then when I spit it, I'm like,
yeah.
That wasn't like I picked the wrong one. So to me, I can't feel what y'all feel from my end. But to me, it could always be better.
And see, you know what though, man? I'm gonna tell you that's the beauty of poetry, right? Because even though you wrote it, you're performing it, the feeling was for us.
Yeah, you're right.
So man, when
like,
I tell you,
I need people to feel this. Go ahead, man. I'm just fully agreeing. I love where it's going.
I was going to say, man, that you don't know what that piece did for other people.
True.
Right? I know for me, it felt damn good, and I'm glad that you did that piece. Because I needed to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So it don't matter. It don't matter. You know, you might not have been feeling it. But we sure felt it.
No, let me clarify. I felt when I wrote it, but I didn't feel as I spit it. I didn't feel like I spit it good enough as I intended to, is my point.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm glad you felt the emotion, because when I wrote it, I really was having empty feelings. So it meant something to me.
Definitely. Bro, you're a bad boy, bro.
Again.
That many times.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're about a bad boy. I know you downplay it, but you're about a bad boy.
Yeah, I appreciate both of you. I had
as a fan of your work, bro, thank you for blessing us.
Indeed.
Thank you for blessing us.
Not a problem. Thank you all for letting me come through and do my thing. Thanks for platform.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate you, bro. We're great to get you over to that Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can express some different kind of rhythms. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
Wow!
I'm away in the back. Hold on. Check this out. I'm away in the back. Y'all know they got that new Beyonce dance where all the women dance together and they do that little stuff.
I'm
away for
J-Rod
and Van. Give me in the back so we can do that little dance video together.
My man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We're going to do it, too.
All right. We're going to put it on YouTube.
All right, bro. YouTube. Hey, man, we better get a lot of hits. I know that. We better get a lot of hits.
Right. All right, y'all stay cool.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that's our good brother Divine Demon handling his business. We're going to get out there. We're going to do that new dance, man. Somebody posted a video of people just doing the dance randomly without the music, and all you can hear is like the sneakers. Hilarious. But we will keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we have our good brother, Double A, a.k.a. Kingpin. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Arnold is in the building. What's good, my brother?
What's up, y'all?
How you feeling,
what's happening,
man?
With you, good brother?
Oh, I'm making it. I'm making it. was out last week with my grandson for his third birthday, and been doing pretty decent.
That's nice. Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm. I had a little setback. Well, I had a procedure yesterday. I had a little setback today, but I'm doing okay.
Doing all right.
Hey,
I mean, I saw your post, man. You know, you can't get out there and do all of this stuff, man. After you be having procedures, man, you can't be at work acting like you're Superman.
Yeah,
man. You can't do that.
You know, the doctors said take it easy for a reason, and you can't be saying bunk them doctors.
Right. You can't do that, man.
Yeah.
Not that I don't say I agree with you, because I definitely agree with you. But sometimes we got to be like, tell the doctor your brother blows bubble gum. You know, we go out and do what we do. We'll pay for it in the morning. But the best part of this conversation is that you woke up this morning, brother. Because like I told one of my clients, there's a lot of people around us that had plans. And now they sit with the ancestors.
Yes.
So whatever pain we might have, I'll take that pain for right now.
Indeed.
Not that I'm in a rush to get to the ancestors, but I'm enjoying what we're doing right now. And because of that, Van and I get to hear Anthony Arnold. So, again, thank you, bruh.
Definitely.
Yeah, we losing people left and right.
And yeah.
We just lost another one.
It's very noticeable.
Yeah.
Who else?
And it seems like the ones that are going are the ones that were loved the most. We lost Sun Toucher here a couple of weeks ago, and then last week we lost Sister Taraji.
Yes, sir.
So it's hard. It's hard.
It's funny because I have a very, very, very close friend of mine who never got a chance to make it to the Get Down, who's an absolute dynamic poet from Brooklyn who moved to Baltimore. And I was reading some of his pieces and was like, wow, I'm glad that stuff is still there and his family hasn't taken it down so that we can enjoy it. And with the recordings from the two sisters who passed away, there's evidence of them and how great they were and what they mean to us in the poetry community. So there's times that we can always dive back in and experience that greatness.
Yeah.
And it should never dim. So totally agree with you, bro.
Now, that being said,
it's Van Middle's turn.
I just ushered Divine Demon, bro.
What is wrong with me tonight? I'm gonna take a picture.
It's the excitement of being back, bro. I get it.
Check this out. I'm gonna do something that my man. Pardon me for asking, and excuse me if I'm wrong. But Brother Arnold, would you happen to be a member of A5A?
Yes, I would.
My man. So if you don't mind, because tonight my good brother is about rhythm and poetry. I heard the poetry because I already know you got the rhythm. So if you would not mind, for those who don't know what this means, would you please bring some of that ice, baby, to the floor.
Because when you're too cold, give them a little bit of ice and show what they missing when they don't see the black and gold, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Peace I got for you. I think it falls into the cold realm. Peace called Miles After Dark. So if you're ready. A smoky little hole in the wall. A nice cigar. A brandy on the rocks. Renaissance jazz at its best. Soon a muted trumpet starts to play, joined by a piano and bass. The man himself, Miles Davis. Yet it's not him, but no one really cares. The vibe is too strong, too smooth. Couples sway back and forth. The beat continues to move them. The music does what it does. Soothe and groove. As soon as it started, and we wait again for Miles After Dark. That's that piece.
Y'all don't know what you're listening to. Y'all don't know. Oh, man.
Go ahead, Wise Son.
I'm standing up. Because, bruh, I'm listening to two things. Miles Davis got this piece from 1957 called Genre. And it starts with him wailing. And then it just eases into the piece. And it's such a dynamic piece. But when I hear the beginning of it, something about what you just said in your cadence folds right into the trumpet player and the saxophone player in Mo Better Blues. Because I've faded out and I'm just hearing. As you're spitting, and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds so dope. Oof. Thank you. Van Meadows, what say you, sir? Wow.
Amen. You know, Anthony Allen is like one of my favorites, man. And this piece right here, it definitely has that jazz to it. But the way that he spit it, though, the way he spit it with the lights dim, the spotlight on him, commanding the attention on the stage, and with the jazz tunes behind him backing him up, he created the rhythm and poetry without the sounds. So, bro, this piece right here is amazing, and you are an amazing poet, sir. So thank you for bringing this to the Get Down tonight.
I appreciate it. On the original piece that I posted, I added the song that this was inspired by. It is a piece called Miles After Dark, and it's done by David Benoit. What I'll do, I will put it in the event page so you can listen to it. And,
please.
Yes, please, and thank you.
I will do that after I get off with you guys. I was actually listening to it the other day, and that I started writing while I was listening to the song, and it actually kind of started out as a tribute to Taraji, because of course the show she was on, Renaissance Poetry.
Yeah,
they'll do stuff like this on occasion, and it started out as a tribute to her. But after you listen to the song, you'll understand why I went where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll put that in the event page.
I can't wait.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely. Well, my brother, we're gonna get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can join the crew over there, man. They having a party like it's 1999.
Oh, I was around during them days, so yeah, I know how to
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, you was.
For sure. All right, good brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you too,
bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Anthony Arnold, AA, aka the Kingpin. On his way to the dance floor. Man, are you ready for the next artist to bless us on the mic tonight, Wise Son? Are you ready?
This I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up is none other than the music maestro himself, C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Brothers, I'm happy to be here. After a long day, I almost was like Erykah Badu in this joint. You know, oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. But
right.
I said, I am going to fight through this, and I'm going to be here on this show. And before I go any further, Cookie Lyon can show all her ass. But Sister Taraji, you shown nothing but class. Rest in peace.
Yes. Ashe.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
So,
I like that. Without.
How have you two been?
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
I'm here. What's that song?
Get down with the get down. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. After being away for 2 weeks, man, we had to come back and wrap our arms around all you poets, and the way that they have been bringing the fire tonight, man. I'm on cloud nine right now, except the cloud that I'm on is not going to let me fall. So,
okay. So you're not gonna go off and say, ain't nobody talking about you, Otis. You're not going to do that, right?
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, you're not going to be walking in kind of slow, pimping, about to steal the microphone off the stage or anything like that?
No, I'm not going to do that either.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. I'm watching.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for keeping me honest.
Okay.
As you should.
Well, good brother, tonight we're talking about rhythm and poetry. So we're going to get out of the way. The spotlight's on you. We'll give you the mic, let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, thank you, my brothers. This piece I wrote today, and it's called When She Fell in Love with Poetry. I met her at a club one night that was bare. It was a Tuesday, if I recall, and she was 6 feet tall, had that hairstyle like salt and pepper, asymmetrical, drinking rum and Pepsi, that around the way girl LL Cool J told you about, thick in all the right places, but what got me was her conversation. After I introduced myself, she said her name was Renee, and she lived up the street, so me being chivalrous, we had no cars, missed the number 8 bus. I walked her home thinking I was going to get me some. But I respected her as the virgin she was. So we chilled and had some fun. Seemed like we'd hang out almost every day. She asked, can I bring some music after work? Of course I said okay. Back then, children, things weren't digitized. We had analog cassette tapes. fought this new one, and the song that came on was Eric B. is President. I paid for pizza slices in full as we checked out all the other melodies. Raking in mentality, the syllabus by this dude named Rakim, engaging our ears. We were in attendance in this advanced education curriculum. Microphone fiends we became in the midst so-called fad so many said would never last. We looked at those passing by saying that as ridiculous. Don't you know we've got soul and we're thinking of a master plan? See, there's nothing but sweat inside our hands, unsanitized and raw. Late nights after our session, I go back to my grandma's house up in the attic writing rhymes like it was my new paradise. Now, this was before the Jeeps, Coupes, Lex, Beamers, and the Benz. I'll always to this day consider Renee as a friend, because that's the time when she fell in love with poetry. Just her and only me flowing to those beats the way it's supposed to be. Maybe the point was I wasn't supposed to hit them skins. I was a lost boy anyway, carrying loose ends, hanging on a string, making $3.65 an hour, manning a parking booth. Renee was a cool chick, but can you blame me for wanting to knock them boots? Fresh. What poetry is rhythm, and rhythm is poetry.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. This piece made me want to put in a cassette tape. You know, one of the ones where you make yourself and you record all the songs that you want to hear on that tape off the radio, and you just sit there and you play it back, you bobbing your head, and then you're hoping that you didn't get the DJ or the commercial, because then everybody will know that you had taped it off the radio. But, man, I'm digging this piece, bro. I love what you did with this. Man, just some phenomenal wordplay here around the musicality. Why, son?
I love the dexterity of your poetry, bro. I truly do. And how you can take so many songs and play with it in such a way that it starts to juggle and bubble and it's all concise and consistent. I'm like, yeah, this right here, you don't need to stop playing. This cat's spitting some real poetry right here. I like this, man. I like this a lot.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, both of you. True story. You remember Danielle Spencer, the actress?
Danielle Spencer. Why does that name sound so familiar?
Give me a movie.
I'm going to give you a show. As a matter of fact, I'll give you the characters. Raj Haywood rerun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Renee looked like her grown up as the veterinarian. That's who Renee looked like. Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
Got you.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got you.
Yeah, that's Renee.
Whew.
Actually, Renee's a dope song that they turned into a short movie.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was she fixed me up with Shirley from What's Happening. Yeah. Some friend she was.
That part.
Wow, bro.
He's like, do you even like me?
Right. That part.
I'm buying you pizza and all that, hanging out with you. Dang, had a doggone ear infection, you still call me over. I'm like, dang.
Wow.
You're like, do you even like me? What's wrong with my friend? Your friend looks like me. That's the problem. What the hell, man? What the hell?
Right.
Good times.
Good times.
Absolutely.
Good times.
Absolutely.
Send me over to the lounge so I can get some peppermint snaps and freshen my breath like I always do.
Absolutely, good brother. Get on over there to that dance floor, man, and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. It's a party over there, and it's party, party, party over there.
All right, definitely. One love, one mic to the boat.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love and one mic, good brother.
My man says she hooked him up with Shirley.
Big Shirley?
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, Epiphany's one half host of the Just Jay and Dina Storm show, we have Just Jay in the building. What's good with you, Just Jay?
Gentlemen, 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 how y'all doing tonight?
I'm good, bro. How you
doing? Tonight's a good night to be a good dude around some good dudes. Tonight's a good night.
Man, that sounds like a beer commercial. I love that.
How are you making out? That's the question.
I'm doing good, man. I knew if I was going to come and get some good poetry, man, this is going to be the only stop I could do. And y'all have me this point.
Like
I appreciate y'all.
Sounds like your watch is correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
It's good to have you, bro. Good to have you.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. So.
What y'all doing tonight, man? What's
tonight,
going on
tonight,
here?
Tonight. No, don't act like you don't know. You family now, brother. This in your bloodstream. We give it this quick injection and a slight dose of get down isms. But tonight,
get down isms.
Tonight, hey, listen. Tonight's about rhythm and poetry. For a fact, and I don't care what Van said. I know for a fact, Jay, that you got rhythm.
Mm-mm.
But do you have some poetry?
I got
your
some poetry.
Ride, then you got some poetry, brother, and come on and ride. Take that fantastic voyage. Take that magic carpet ride, brother. And, hey, get on down.
Yes, sir. Okay, hold on a minute. I didn't know what the assignment was. All right, I'm going to try to get it with this right here then, J-Rob. I still owe you a poem too, brother, that Rudyard Kipling, If. I told you it was going to take me a minute to go ahead and get through with it. I am still chopping away on that piece. Whenever I see it and I feel that vibe, I go ahead and hit it. So I'm just letting you know. I told you I'm going to get some progress support, and that's where I'm at right now.
Looking forward to it.
My man. All right, I'm going to need this microphone. There was a vibe called a groove in the 70s, and you slid your hand on the backhand side in a slide. When the cars were land ships and swam coolly like catfish, and not just because of the whiskers, they reached out like feelers. Can't rub those white walls on the curb because they can't flake, be scarred, scuffed, or marred, and everything else was just supercharged. Basketball, hopscotch, and double dutch. The afros puffed like dandelions in the streets. And your pick pumped the fist with steel veins. That's how you maintained a perfectly steel mane for when the wind came. Pinball and pool games, the Jeffersons and Benny Hill things, step routines and the roller rings, you can still hear the ringing bell of the bells ring. Love letters and amarettas, bebop and pop lock was just beginning to pop. Doc, let me stop. It's Saturday night and that's karate day. At the early matinee, it's a dollar today. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo.
Go ahead, man.
This joint had some serious rhythm, bro. You know, he started it off. I was like, yo, he finna give us a Jay-Z, Eminem type performance with this spit. He about to lace it. And then he decided he wanted to slow it down like LL. Hey, bro, I don't know if you meant to do that, but that actually defined the piece.
I got to tweak that some. I had to listen to see what you heard, but it felt raggedy to me, and I started getting unsure of it. That's what made me slow down.
Bruh. Hey, man, listen. I liked it, bro. I really liked it because the piece was good too, and I was just like, "Yo, what?" I was like, "Wait, what? What? Great, no, he didn't."
I gotta
you
do
know
some
how,
more stuff that's the other '70s in there too.
You know
I want to go ahead and thicken it up a little bit.
You know how you be listening to like one of your favorite DJs, right? And he's spinning records. He's spinning records on the turntable.
Right.
And then all
wow.
of a sudden, he throw in a song that should not be mixed with that other song. You be like, yo, that is fly. that's how the cadence was, bro. That's why, son. Go ahead, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Nah, I'm in 100% agreement. I heard where he was taking it, and I was like, oh. You want to throw garbage cans at people. Okay.
Right.
Like, I hear you, brother.
It might be 50 years
this
senior, but yeah.
I'm like, I hear you. He's like, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Take that. The poetry was on point. And you
thanks,
did,
man.
You changed the cadence twice. Like Van said,
yeah.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that peeped that. So I was like, okay, I like what I'm listening to. And then you took it into some.
Right there.
I was like, oh, okay, I see you. So I was like,
man,
but the other
next
half,
time y'all see this
like,
thing, it might
good.
Not even sound the same. Y'all might think I did something else with it, but I'm definitely going to go ahead and tweak it and get the cadence right for it.
Hey, listen, I heard more better blues when Anthony Arnold was spitting.
Mm.
But he dropped a
right,
gem
right,
with Miles
right.
After Dark.
He did.
Man.
He did indeed.
So whatever you're going to do, brother. You
yeah.
do. I just want to hear what
my man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, J-Rob. I'm
yes,
definitely going to do that, man. Definitely going to do that. Thanks, dude.
Salute to you, King.
Absolutely.
Back
now,
at
my
you,
brother. Before we send you over
hey,
to
man.
Get down bench floor, man, can you let the poetry population, can you let them know what you got going on?
Man, I got the biggest and brightest thing going on Saturday night here on Epiphany. Come check us out. It'll be me and Gina. It's 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Come be a part of the show. When I say be a part of the show, I mean literally become a part of the show. By the people that come in, the feedback when we talking to y'all and back and forth, we'll be taking little pieces and little inklings of that to help go ahead and build this show. Some of the things will be obvious. Some of the things that, it'll be things we'll let y'all know in the back channel and chats or what may have you. But this is a living organism. We're inviting y'all to go ahead and build it right along with us.
I like that.
Absolutely. Can't wait, bro.
Hey, man.
And then what's going on Sundays, bro?
On Sundays, oh, man, I have an interview with Mama Donna, sort of in the fashion I did with you and For Real. I'm going to be doing that with her. I'm starting to get that refined also. That's some of the stuff that I've been bringing to the Saturday show, some of the stuff I've been picking up with the interviews over there. Just better ways to go ahead and communicate with the poets.
Nice. All right, bro. We can't wait. But we're going to go ahead and get you ready.
Hey, appreciate y'all for the opportunity, man. This right here is
man.
A dream come true. Thank you.
Nah, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop playing.
Appreciate you, too,
bro. Stop playing.
That's
You're an important piece in this poetry community, brother. Salute to you and that gift.
You as well, brother.
My man.
All right,
y'all
brother.
Be easy. I'm about to get out of here.
All right, man.
All right, man.
One love,
be good.
One
Stay
mic.
Dangerous.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Just Jay Keck, him and Gina Storm on the Just Jay and Gina Storm show this coming Saturday at 9. Next up on the mic, we have Mr. Tuesday Night, Epiphany's own, host of all the plethora of shows on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
I know we're going to go that quick. I have a mouthful of food. I'm sorry.
With you and Brooklyn Hayes, man. She's a dope poet, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. That's where we at?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Where we
he did, bro. I'm sitting here looking
that
at the phone, like, looking at the studio, and
wow.
I'm like, bro.
That was a joke.
Wow.
The funny thing is we took a picture. Like, if she posted it, everybody's like, oh, is that a new love? She's like, no, I just know him. I just met him today. I said, listen, I don't subject to being. I said, let people think what they're going to think, wherever it's going to go. But she was dope. All the Greenville poets were super dope. And people was extra beautiful and sexy, and everybody smelled good. You know, we just, you know, I only had one beef is, you know, he had this one short African dude. He just would not shut up for the life of him. He laughing all out loud. I was like, man, listen, you know, there's a damn show going on. Stop being belligerent. And then as soon as Chocolate Rocket put on the music and was playing some Afro beats, he brought his happy ass over, started dancing on the stage. I said, you're the most ignorant ass I ever met. I was like, no. Take your alien on over there. You know,
Yeah, Mojave's like, you can take your Y2C ass.
For real. Dead ass.
You'll take your Y2C dancing ass.
Funny, bro. Funny.
Like, if you don't go someplace with your shit. But that's how I felt. But other than that, quite beautiful. Everybody showed their full moon. You know, everybody showing that, you know, kiss, walking around, just showing it, just showing up. Shinobi, just showing out. It's being extra. Rare, extra, just extra. But it was fun. But, yeah, we got to go back. It's fine.
Hey, man, we'll talk. Cause I was like, how she know that me and you are relatives? But we'll have that conversation.
Yeah, that's a sidebar conversation.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
So let me introduce my cousin to the Get Down dance floor. If you don't mind, because he got to be on stage doing what he do. This cat right here, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is the man that you. Wait. How did old the MC Shan joint go? Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mojave in the house tonight. He just came from off tour and wanted to tell you a little song about where he come from.
Yo, Wiley, you Wiley. Yo. I don't know. Y'all should be, as soon as I get on here, y'all be like, oh, it's cut up. I'm like, y'all push the thing.
Just cut up. Shit is about to start.
It's about to go down, baby.
I take it down.
Be like, y'all
about
take it
go down.
I'm like, man, what is going on? Why? That's okay. But
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Yeah, man, like, I got to switch this up. So what are we doing, rhythm and poetry?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Let me see what I got over here, because I think I had something.
Steven, that's how you know you got a library. You got to be like,
Let me see.
Let me see here. I think I got something.
Now, I don't want to write. Now, I ain't going to give him. Now, I did that shit during the civil rights movement. Let me see. Now the Knicks lost in the championship for that joint. I don't want to do that. Let me see. Jordan scored 50 on the Knicks. I don't want to do that joint. Let me see what's in my spot. He's like, hey, wait a minute. I got long sleeves on. What's up my sleeves? Oh, there it is.
Hilarious.
What?
Okay, hold on. I'm just saying, it's hilarious. I'm just saying. I think I just lost it. This is really freaking bad. Okay, there it is. I was trying to figure out what happened to it. Let's see what we can do with it. Hold on. Come here. I got switch. I am fifth generation black man free, come from Shadrack, Connie, come from free Florida, own their own. Black peeps come from Nigeria, native and Geechee, Robinson, Wright, Wilson, Emi, come from Fleming and Boyd, come from Margaret and Flora, James and Noreen. My roots are the seeds of my living dream, this beautiful flower who's the daughter of a warrior. This blessed line who fights for what he wants, and this courageous and blessed child. And it would all not be for me for less than I am born to evolve nobly. I watch my father and grandparents pour into me. Even when my own hands or actions tried to stop me, they love me complete and love me into balance. How I find my heart is how I find my soul. How I find my life is how I move to my goals. What makes me man besides the born infinity of pieces that render me male is the tale that causes me to evolve and become divinity. There must be a reason for someone always trying to dim this light, to take from the fertile crescent and steal away in the night. It is not my light. It is my light and not my darkness of my skin that frightens you. Despite all that you do to take away from me, to kill my spirit and character, lock me away and try to feminize me, try to teach me not to love, try to teach me that death is my fate, that my reflection in the mirror sometimes killed by my hands and self-hate. You want my breath and I know it. The strength of my frame, these black bodies who claim to own and exploit triangular slave trade, Jim Crow laws, NFL, NBA, NCAA, still modern day slave trade. Imagine being told that you were owed 40 acres and a mule and it's never rung true. Imagine that they lynch and kill you, flood your towns, keep you on a plantation through indentured servitude, create vagrancy laws and come and arrest you, jail you for decades for simple crimes or none at all. Let you go and fight and die in their wars. Eliminate your chance to own houses, banks, or halls. Run highways through your neighborhoods or over-police you. Drop drugs and guns and brutalize your hoods and play keep away with home ownership and develop this social economic cause. Then kick you out and gentrify all of this to make it last. Raise the rent too damn high. And then tell the lie that we are the reason that we are pathological, systemic creation of inequality that's illogical. What is real is the feel of God in this skin, the beauty of this melanin, the way the sun kisses it with a passion that fashions the light into food. You know what's good is how we love. How have you ever seen a black man become a father? How tender he holds his child, the smile with the whole of himself, standing on the shoulders of his ancestors, seeing grand and grand ancestors in his child's eyes. And swearing to cover and protect, even though project these false facts that some of the best fathers happen to be black. Raising our children with love, which counteracts the poison, the bold lies that toward that we are violent, we are beasts, that we are the least of men, that we are not human, yet here we are, living stars on earth, each one of us a universe. We star, sun, radiating beauty through the continent, the
celestial beauty and universal strength, and none of these racist systemic inequality actions could ever fraction us as a whole. We are soul. We are soul. We love, we build, we share, we care. Deck stacked, no info shared. We learn early that life is a fair against all odds, backs ripped by leather or wire. We shrug it off. Stand strong, go off. Watch us. Watch us walk in victory as we fight for liberty, our freedom. Watch us love our women with a fierce ferocity that will rival tsunamis and earthquakes that shakes the space that we rely, which equates that we are all that we are able to create. We live and breathe this prayer that is our spirit with divinity. God bless this journey, the struggle, and the blessings to evolve nobly. To evolve nobly. Black man I be. Fifth generation free. Come from Shadrack County. Come from free Florida, own their own black peeps. Come from Nigeria, native Ngechi, Robinson, Wright, Wilson, and me. Come from Flora. Come from Fleming. Come from Margaret. Come from Boyd. James. Noreen. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. Home.
Yo. Wise son, go ahead, bro.
I am waiting for the music to die down. Tell the world who I am. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams that were deferred. That finally came true after being swinging like low-hanging food off of dying sycamore trees. I salute this piece. I absolutely salute this piece. I am my ancestors' wildest dream. Damn. Don't get me so emotional right now. What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I dug this piece as well.
There
was a lot of affirmations in this piece that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I too felt the emotions, which is what good poetry is supposed to do, right? It's supposed to tug on your emotions, and I felt them. This was phenomenal, Mojave. I mean, your cadence, the rhythm in your cadence in this piece was very calming, as I always say. And the musical selection that you chose helped soothe it even more. So it was just brilliant, man. Phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's important. But see, I was talking about rhythm and poetry.
I love it.
You know?
I love what you did with this.
Thank you. Mm. I was given as a prompt from Miss Nita. She had a room that she does on Sunday nights on Clubhouse. And it was the title of it was Men Evolve Nobly, and that was the prompt. So that's what I wrote. I actually wrote it in like 10 minutes. So
that's pretty that's dope. Now, bro, before we get you over to the dance floor, tell everybody what you got going on.
Well, you asked me that question. I'm so hungry. I'm sorry.
He going back to like, I'm so hungry. Oh, so good, so good. So good. So good.
I'm going home.
So good.
Y'all messing with me.
messing with me.
so much. Hey, what you gonna do? We gonna mess with y'all. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. Huh?
Right, and what we gonna do? What we gonna do? If we don't mess with you, dog, nobody else can.
That's true. But, well, this Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universe Starship, where we boldly go where no poems have gone before, for Real Entertainment Network, we bring in the annual Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever show, where we talk about the holidays in a way that's celebratory, a little bit of hate, what you're going to put on your plate, and what you're going to give this year. And more importantly, we're going to play all the blackest Christmas songs that you can play during the holidays. So if you have a favorite, make sure that you request it. We'll be there. It's a fun show. It's a Christmas poem show. You bring Christmas poems. We talk about things, good or bad, anything else. No eroticism. It's a family show. So, this Tuesday, right before the holiday break, a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever show, here on the 50 Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, and all over the world, wherever you take this in, make sure you check us out. It's going to be very, very serious. Not a good time. Come bring your Christmas poem, the blackest of the black Christmas songs. We're going to make it get along. Come on through. It's always a good time.
I like that.
Okay, enough of that. All right. I'm ready to go to where Kalinda is because I heard Van quit her.
Did not kiss Kalinda. Don't come on and get down, start no mess. She's on last night. So, yeah, get over there on the dance floor. Come in here, start no stuff.
I'm just saying.
Me and Kalinda fine.
The word on the street was that you quit her.
Me and Kalinda are fine.
Yeah,
one
sure?
Love, one mic, Javi. One love, one mic.
You sure?
And there he goes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the get down. I would give you the dial-in number, but we're in overtime. So,
can't call in.
If you didn't dial in, too bad. You couldn't get in. Sorry for you. But we're going
to
keep this party going.
Sucks to suck.
Next up, suck to suck, absolutely. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got our brother J-Walk in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Say what?
Hey, yo, blessings and miracles, my brothers. How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro. Ah,
man, peace and pan-Africanism. Brother, it's good to hear you.
Hey, man, hey. It's good to be heard. Good to be heard.
Yes, sir.
That part,
definitely good
man.
To hear you, bro.
Hey, man.
How are things with you?
Oh, man, you know, everything is well. You know, even when you had a bad day, man, and you're able to wake up the next day, man, that's another day to say amen. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever happened yesterday happened. You know, I can't break it to today.
And it's over.
Moving forward. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Oh, yeah. Doing good, man. No complaints,
listen,
bro.
Today's another day to get it right, so I'm good.
Hey, man, I'm down
good.
For that. I'm definitely down
for that.
I'm
on the get down. I'm having a good time. I ain't arguing with nobody. Life is good. And man, listen, we got you. So far be it for me to argue.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Hey, let's make it do what it do. You know, we came to get down, right?
That part.
Man.
And thank you.
Sir.
Thank you for
yes,
the love
sir.
You've been showing the Black Boudoir poetry series, man. Thank you.
Man.
And I'm digging that pieces of each you got.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
you you killing it, man. I'm like, dang, I'm trying to keep up, man. I gotta go back in the lab, man. You got me in the lab like a mad scientist. I'm like, oh, no. I got telescopes and everything. I'm here looking, magnifying glasses. I'm all in the lab, man. I'm like a mad scientist. Like, you know? This world will not go here. Yes.
Right.
I'm in there.
That's what it is, bro.
Hey, man, but I'm glad to be here, though. Glad to be around you, bro. Distinguished brothers, you know? So we're just gonna get down, man. That's what we came for, man. Let's get on down, bro.
Cool. Tonight we talk about rhythm and poetry, bro. So go ahead and grab that mic. Hey, bring the light down. Bring the light down. Jay, get back. Come on, Jay, get back. My brother Jay Walk.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead and get on. Come on, man, get on back. Get on down, bro.
Let's do it. Man, it's nothing like rhythm and a good love poem, you know? So in my dreams, I met her, smitten by the allure of her essence. We talked, we laughed, getting closer, just got close to one another. We cried at the thought of losing each other once we woke up. See, we had one night to spend a lifetime together, falling in love with just one kiss, making love for the first time and the last time, all at the same time. Making love last forever. Making love throughout the night. See, I called all our family and friends over just to make her my wife. Down the aisle, you walked with your dress white, all in white. Emotional exchange, these vows on this sad but beautiful night. Slow dance in each other's arms, passion filled the room. But you know what? Reality starts to set in, and it would all be over soon. Now, see, we're back at home, and the thought of us not being together fills our happiness to gloom. More concerned about what awaits us in the morning. So we forget about us. The love that we once shared is no longer in the air. We knew this moment would come, and why did we even start to care? No time left. See, love can't even save the day. The alarm clock goes off. We can no longer hold on to what we have. We have to leave this place. We went from lovers to strangers. I lost her all in the same night. The night I met her. In my dreams. That's that piece.
Yo, this tonight, brother got tonight I was hearing her in my dreams.
Don't forget the alarm clock went off, bro.
Yeah, that's how we. So I lost it, man. You know,
this what we do, bro. This how you coming in tonight?
Man, I ain't been in a couple of weeks, and then I told you, J-Rob was doing all that craziness, so I had to come in and, you know, say a couple of words because this brother got Facebook all on fire. I can't even step in. I gotta wear a flammable suit just to even log on.
He said, "I gotta wear a flammable suit." I ain't do nothing.
Man, you know, that every time he lies, his voice get up a little higher, and he always say the same line.
Yeah,
I ain't doing nothing. When he says that, you already know he's lying. Like, yeah, go with that line again.
Man. He got you, Jay.
You need to go get you some T-shirts printed up and say, I ain't did nothing.
You know, that's exactly what I'm finna do. I'm gonna get some shirts that say in gold print, I ain't do nothing. N-U-S-S-I-N, nothing.
Exactly. But you know, man, this is one of them pieces, man, when you just think about just the thought of it, man. Just the thought. You ever had one of them good dreams, man, and you woke up from it, but it felt real?
Yeah. Felt real, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this piece, man, just really just, and I just really thought about, man, damn, what if you actually met the love of your life in your dreams? In your dream, not, you know, but you met her in your dreams. And you had a wonderful night, and then you woke up the next day.
So then, would that make you want to sleep all the time then?
You know, the hard part about that, the reason I said I fell in love with her and I lost her all in the same night, because when have we ever been able to go back to the same dream?
Yeah.
How about this? How about you meet the woman in your dream, and then all of a sudden, a month, 2-3 months pass, and the two of you walk past each other, and she says to you, "I know you from somewhere." Come to find out, she had a similar dream, and you happen to be walking by in that dream.
You know what? That sounds like a... That sounds like a dope piece between two poets, male and female.
Yep.
Come on now.
Y'all have that, you know, that back and forth interaction, man. And man, that sounds like a very dope. Man, I like your spin on this, though. That is deep.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Bro, real deep.
I got a piece. I wrote a piece called Let's Switch. And a friend of mine from England did the female part, and I did the male vocals of Let's Switch.
Okay.
Because I kept saying, if we could switch places, you would see what I'm looking at when I look at you when you're walking through. And she's like, no, you need to see what I'm looking at when you enter a room. And we played that back and forth for a couple of minutes. So to your point, yes,
yeah.
You had this immaculate dream of the perfect woman for you. Unbeknownst to you, this lady in Burbank, California had the same dream about you, and y'all just happened to walk past each other somewhere in Alabama, coming out of a Quickie Mart or something. And she's like, I know you from someplace. And that's where you could say, you look familiar, but I'm not sure I know you. She's like, no, I know you from somewhere. And as you begin to talk, you tell her your dream. She tells you her dream, and it's like you're all both a sync, and it's like it's unreal. But instead of it being unreal, it's destiny. It's the perfect happily ever after.
Man, that's a hell of a concept. Damn.
Yeah.
See what I mean, Vancey? I wish I thought
I
of
do.
That shit.
I do, bro.
Yeah.
But this is how you do, man. This is how you do, man. This is how you do.
I ain't do nothing.
You know what I mean? You know, he just going to roll this series out on us, and we just supposed to sit back and not do nothing.
We just supposed to sit back and not do nothing about it. Just read it. Right.
We ain't supposed to write nothing. We just supposed to read it, you know.
That's
and he know he's dope, you know what I mean? Here's the thing, Zed. This is how you know he's full of shit. And I'm just going to call you out. This is my brother, and I feel like I can say this too.
This is how you know he's full of shit.
What has J Rob ever posted that you didn't see? He don't never post nothing that you'll see. Now he know it's so dope, he wanna tag your ass in it. You know what I mean?
Right,
he ain't
right,
gotta tag.
Right.
He know you gonna see it.
Right.
He know you gonna see it. So he knew it was dope. So he gonna tag me. And I was like, nah, you ain't gonna just keep tagging me in this dope shit. And like you knew I was gonna see it anyway.
Right. That part.
I like
my boys in this. I wanted my boys to feel when I'm taking this.
You wanted us to feel envy. I felt envious.
No!
But I was proud of you at the same time. That is some amazing writing. You know what I mean? So the same envious, the same love that I have for you, man, it's the fuel that's the ink that I dipped my pen in, man. That was brilliant. And, hey, I say thank you for that. That shit is brilliant.
Yes, sir.
I thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
I think you're going to like these last four pieces because it's coming to a close next week.
We're blocking you for the holidays.
Because
if they open in the first one and we can't even, you know what I mean? Like, if that's open in what we already read, see, I see what you're doing. Nah, we ain't reading. We blocking. We going on strike. Me and Van, we sitting outside of Facebook with fires. We boycott your shit.
Right.
We're going to see you on the Get Down next week. We blocking you.
Right.
We sitting outside of Facebook. We looking at our phones, but we sitting outside Facebook on the phone.
Nope.
I mean, the revolution is not being televised. I'm just telling you.
Nope, we're not having it. We're not having
it. Don't do it, Van. Scroll past that. You don't need that. Scroll past that, Van. You
don't need
that.
Scroll past it.
Nah, man. Hey, man, we here for it, bro. Like, I ain't going to even lie to you. We here for it. Like I said, man, I'm giving the utmost respect to these pieces, man, because it's like you see someone that writes some dope stuff, man, and you've seen this dopeness, and even though you know this person is dope, they take it to a whole nother level and surpass what you already knew about them. Man, that's, like I said, man, that's genius writing, man, and I couldn't be more happier for you. So when you tag me, man, I definitely gotta give you your props, man. You are doing something special with this piece, and you know if your DMs ain't blowing up, that means you got your messages locked. Cause they hit me up. I know they is.
Tell them again, bro. Tell them again, bro.
From your lips to God's ears, cause my DMs stay desert dry.
You know. You know, they got their homegirls at work reading. Girl, you see what he said?
Girl, you see this?
I really
know. You see this?
Man. Shit, I
look at my DMs like a brother whose business is dying, and I'm like, any messages? They're like, no messages.
Right.
You tell us anything. Tell us anybody.
We're black.
What they tell Axel Foley in the first Beverly Hills Cop? We ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
We ain't falling for the tailpipe.
You gotta sound more like you gotta sound like you man. Hey man, I ain't gonna fall for no banana in the tailpipe.
That's what I'm saying, man. We ain't falling for that. You can say that all day, man. But yeah, man. But man, did you share with that? Man, me and J-Rod been chopping it up. He put me on some stuff, man. He got my brain hurting because I'm trying to, that piece we was talking about for February, Black History Month, man, I'm trying to bring it because I know this is dope, man. I'm excited about it. So, man, hey, J-Rod, let me know.
Just tell them to get a seatbelt, bro.
Together.
It's about to get down.
Yeah. Hey, man. Let me know, man. I'm glad to be a passenger in the car, man. You know.
Van's driving. I'm happy,
know?
Too.
What you know? Mean?
This guy.
I ain't gonna even act like Trey. You know, I ain't gonna be like, hey, dope boy, let me out. I'm riding.
You're funny, man.
hanging with you guys keep me young.
For sure, man. But hey, man, I know I done kept up a lot of y'all time, bro. So I don't know who behind me. Let me step out the way. But man,
we gonna build.
For sure. Man, y'all know what? Like, we really, man. It's too many dope people, man. We definitely. We got to get together, man, and just do a live show. Like, we need that. I ain't talking about, like, next week. I'm talking about, man, sometime in 2023, man. We need to.
Sometime in 2023.
Together,
I guess we just got to bring him in the fold. I guess we'll hit you back, Channel, bro, because we do live shows. But if you want to do a live show, we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll put it together.
Definitely. Yeah, hit me up because I'm there. I'm rolling. Let's roll.
So, man, already
hey, one love, already one mic. I'm going to get out the way.
Mic,
one love, one mic. Man, y'all be easy.
All peace right, and Pan-Africanism, brother. I'm going to talk to you in a minute.
That's our good brother, Jake Walk, coming through, slaying the mic, giving J-Rob the blues about his Black Bourgeois series. Hey, man, this has been an amazing show. The poetry has been dynamite, man. Every time that we're away for a minute and we come back, man, we always get treated to some poetry pleasantry. And tonight is no different. You guys came through, you poets. Y'all just came and just basically shut it down. Yeah, just shut it down. Rhythm and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where did we tell you what we got coming up next week? But we're not going to tell you right now. But we're going to go ahead and close the show, and we're going to start with last words with my brother, Wise Son.
Van, first and foremost, it's great to be back on the air with you, man. Prayers to your side for those that may be afflicted with anything, from a simple cold to anything complicated. May God put his healing hands upon every single one of them and bring them back to full strength. Secondly, to the callers, thank you for sticking around for what we're doing to get down. Thank you for being a part of this magic carpet ride that we've been on. And since 2022 is coming to a close, I thank you all for being a special part of this, because y'all make these shows what they are. You have no idea how often I look forward to the get down when I've had a bad day at work or with some of the other personal trials that I may be going through. I look forward to the get down because you mean so much to me. And Van Meadows, bruh, I say it every week until they tell us something else from FCC, bruh, I love you. Thank you for everything you do. Continue to be that spark. Continue to be that ray of sunshine. Continue to be a damn good brother and an incredible father. You're a blessing to more people than you imagine. Your writing says a lot more than you do vocally. And you say a lot vocally. You are an incredibly blessed poet. And it is an honor to be able to take this ride with you every Thursday, little Friday, and make this thing pop off, man. I salute you every single time we do this. It don't get no better. And thanks again, man.
Hey, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words, man. But those same sentiments can be echoed back to you, bro. I ain't never met a brother who meant so much to his community, who does so much for his community. And I met and I know a lot of brothers. But day in, day out, night in, night out, you show up for yours. And you show up for this poetry community. You inspire. You got people writing their own boudoir nastiness. And, bro, you're a hell of a poet, man, and a hell of an individual, a hell of a human being, and I'm proud to call you my brother. I'm honored to have you here hosting this show with me, man, and I love you, bro, more than you could ever know. I'm glad that we're both here tonight after a two-week hiatus because of personal issues, and it's nice to know that we're still looked upon from he that sits high and look low to keep us in the count. So I thank you, brother, for just being who you are, Jay. Y'all don't need to understand how many times I call this brother with my stuff. He'll never turn me away. He always right there for me. Now, I know some of y'all are trying to figure out how could he be your brother. Get your own. He's mine. Get your own. All right?
That part.
All right. to the Epiphany Radio family, the callers, the listeners, the poets, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you for your dedication. We thank you for your commitment. We thank you for your gift. So please, never stop being you. Never stop showing up. Never put your pen down. Stop being a light in someone else's world. Please. Don't be nobody else. They're already taken. Let me give you the lineup really quick. Tomorrow night is Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, Jess J and Gina Storm show with Jess J and Gina Storm. Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factory with your host Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is the Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year. It's that show with your host Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra, and J-Rob and myself will be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down. So make sure y'all tune in. There's a poetry show for everybody. Come out. Share your gift. But for tonight, remember, take your socks off. One love, one mic. Peace.